The legislature's budget committee wanted to cap Wisconsin's property tax credit for disabled veterans at $2,500, a move blasted by veterans groups. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans were concerned about the cost, but says they're not anymore.
We realize that we have done such a good job managing the structural deficit from where we wanted it to be that we would choose to, instead of worrying about the structural deficit, we want to reinvest and make sure that that property tax credit continues for our veterans who have served the state so nobly.
While GOP lawmakers did shrink the structural deficit, it's still pegged at about $500 million headed into the next budget. Voss says Republicans will also delay until July 1st, 2014, a plan that would make it easier to site high-capacity wells. He says that will give lawmakers a chance to craft an alternative.
So what that means is that we have adequate time to work with the state Senate, all the parties who had concerns about that high-capacity well language, to try to be able to pass a bill in order to address it directly. If we're not able to, that language will take effect.
If legislators don't agree on another option by about a year from now, the high-capacity well provision in the budget becomes law. Voss said most other pieces of the budget, as it passed the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, would stay there. The Center for Investigative Journalism would still be evicted from the University of Wisconsin. The Voss said that item was changed to have, quote, no impact on public radio and public TV. Employees of public broadcasting partner with the center. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.